U.S. pork producers are calling on the Agriculture Secretary to restrict the import of organic soy products from ASF-positive countries. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The National Pork Producers Council and 30 state pork producers associations have asked Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to restrict imports of organic soy products from African swine fever positive countries and consider action on conventional soy products. Dr. Liz Wagstrom, the chief veterinarian with the National Pork Producers Council, says while the pork sector is very confident in the safety of domestic soy products, there is concern with those coming in from ASF-positive countries.
As we have worked on our feed risk task force, we've reached a bit of a roadblock because we don't have a good way to sample and test bulk products that might be coming in to assure that there would be no contamination. In our granular products like amino acids or vitamins, the half-life of viruses is pretty short. As an industry, we have implemented voluntary holding times where the people who are importing those products and the feed mills and feed companies that are using them have just made that part of their supply chain to hold those products so that if there were any contamination, it could be inactivated by the time that product is used. With soy products imported from ASF-positive countries, the holding time for organic soy in our last studies would have to be over 150 days, as well as conventional at 120 some days. That's difficult to say we're going to hold a product for that long to inactivate a virus that may or may not be there. So until such time that we would be comfortable in being able to sample and test incoming products from those African swine fever positive countries, we felt this action was warranted.
Dr. Wagstrom applauds action already taken by the U.S. government and the government-industry partnership working to prevent ASF. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.